Hope 103.2 podcast.
Each weekday at this time, I like to meet with you and just open the Bible with you and see what God has to say to us. And as we read, we need to come to God with our hearts open and responsive to Him, saying, Lord, do you have something to say to me today? I want to respond to you. And as we do that, we find God transforming us. That's exactly what the Bible says will happen. It says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, the Bible is one of the greatest ways God has given us to renew our mind, to think about life in His way of thinking, to see things from His perspective. Your life changes so dramatically when you begin to build it around God's Word, around the Bible. We're looking this week at this theme of unguarded moments in our lives. We see so really how it is that the devil loves to attack us. Our own sinful nature loves to take advantage of those unguarded moments to attack our spiritual lives. Today I want to read Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. This is in the middle of creation, at the beginning of time when God put everything together. And having made Adam, the first man, the Lord God said, verse 18, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. And so God made the woman, and the man had a companion, a helper, someone who would work with him in life, alongside of him. What a difference that made for Adam. How excited he was when he got to know Eve. We see that same principle coming down to today. Yes, there may be millions of people surrounding you in a big city that you live in, but you still need those special people in your life who also love God, who help you to live your life in response to God in the way that you need to. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, it says, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. So the same principle that Adam faced, we face, don't we? We need someone alongside of us, someone who we are in relationship with, who also is pursuing God, who can encourage us in our spiritual lives, someone you can be totally open with about the struggles of your life, the inner struggles, the ones you don't want most people to know about, but you want somebody to know about so you can talk to them about it and pray with them about it, and they can encourage you and share scripture with you. Yeah, God knows you need companionship, and I think you know it too. If there's no one like that in your life, why don't you make it an active point of prayer right now, wherever you are? God, would you help me develop a friendship in which I can talk very openly about my life and my struggles and be encouraged, and in which I can encourage and motivate my friend to also walk with you every day? If you pray that prayer, be sure and start looking at the relationships you have in your life and start building them towards that. Start openly sharing what God is teaching you with someone and see how they respond. Start talking about the Bible together with people. As you build those relationships, you will find that unguarded moment being guarded. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.